FEMA has announced that it will stop paying for hotel rooms for evacuees from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita beginning on December 1st. The agency has spent an estimated $250 million in hotel bills, and FEMA has come under sharp criticism from those who call the program wasteful. But with holidays approaching, many are wondering if 2 weeks is enough time for the evacuees to find a new home. Joining us now to talk about that announcement is Nicole Andrews. She's the Deputy Director of FEMA Public Affairs, and she's on the phone from her office at the FEMA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
How many people are affected by this, and where are most of those people located?
The majority, about 76% of the evacuees in hotels still are in Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, and Texas. And we're looking at a population of about 50,000 hotel rooms being occupied by folks who were driven from their homes by the storm.
Now, I understand that Mississippi and Louisiana are exempt from this because there still really isn't enough housing there. Is that right?
They're really, both of those states have been so devastated that they really have such a shortage of housing that hotels are the most readily available resource. But we're, you know, they're also not what I think you or I would consider a family dwelling. So we're trying to get federal assistance into the hands of all of the evacuees who are still in hotels so that they have the tools and the resources that they need to move into something, you know, that would be adequate long term, an apartment or a travel trailer or a, you know, mobile home, et cetera.
Why has FEMA put this push on just now, leaving only 2 weeks for these people to find permanent housing?
Well, it's actually the December 1 date was announced at the end of October. And now our focus is really on making sure that everyone in hotels knows that it's ending on December 1 and that we are able to reach everyone who may not have already registered with FEMA and who may not have access to the funds that we can provide by law.
What kind of assessment has been done about the housing available in these affected areas in Georgia and Texas where there are so many people? Is there really enough housing?
There is. We're told by several different national apartment associations that there are as many as 300,000 vacant and ready-to-occupy apartments just in the southeastern United States. And so we're really trying to focus on, you know, obviously this is, we'd like to have everyone settled before the holidays so that we can, you know, people can have some normalcy in their lives.
Right. I did read a quote from someone from one of those organizations, though, who said it's going to be pretty hard to do that in this two-week deadline, especially when you have Thanksgiving coming in the middle of it, to get find people houses and get contracts signed and have it happen by December 1st. What happens if people really can't get into those places by December 1st?
Sure. Yeah, the best example we have is so far is the city of Houston has really done an excellent job in first of all, welcoming evacuees and then working to offer services that, you know, the federal government just can't provide. And one of those is lining folks up with apartments. They're doing it at a rate of about 500 per day. So we think that the December 1 deadline is, you know, definitely doable. Also, it's important to remember that a good majority of the families, even in hotels, have received assistance from FEMA in the form of, you know, $2,300 in rent. And so they can decide to stay in the hotels if they want to and use the assistance that FEMA has already provided them to stay there.
So they can stay in the hotels, you're saying?
They can, but they just FEMA won't pay for it other than by the rental assistance that we're providing each household.
So how long could they stay in the hotels for under that situation?
It sort of depends on the hotel that they're staying in, the rate. But, you know, $2,300 would go far enough into finding, you know, something more long-term if they don't feel like they can find something by December 1.
Nicole Andrews is the Deputy Director of FEMA Public Affairs, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I also read in reports on this that there's a possibility that some people may end up in homeless shelters at the end of this. Is that a possibility?
I think we foresee, you know, there is about 1% of the population left in congregate shelters after our sort of big push to get folks out of clearly not adequate situations in the congregate shelters. We had about 320,000 at the peak, and it's down less than 1% of those folks are left. So I think that we definitely anticipate having those who are truly sort of stuck in the hotels, and we have employed a contract worth about $70 million with 3,000 social workers across the country to help make sure that no one falls through the cracks.
And you're working with local government officials, presumably.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being with us today, Ms. Andrews.
Pleasure.
Nicole Andrews is the Deputy Director of FEMA Public Affairs, and she joined us by phone from her office at the FEMA headquarters here in Washington. The two states most affected by this FEMA announcement are, as we mentioned, Texas and Georgia. There are some 19,000 evacuees thought to be in hotels in Houston and 12,000 in the state of Georgia. Charles Edwards is a reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting, and he's been talking with evacuees and housing authorities in Atlanta. He joins us from the studio of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks for being with us, Charles.
Thank you, Lynn.
What have you been hearing from some of the evacuees? How did they hear about this? What are their concerns?
What I've been hearing from evacuees is that, as Nicole was saying, that the December 1st date came out in October, but for a lot of evacuees in hotel rooms here in the Metro Atlanta area, the first time they heard about the December 1st date was this morning when they woke up and they saw a piece of paper slid under their hotel door.
So is there panic? I mean, they've got 2 weeks now to find permanent housing. Are they worried about this?
There's a lot of frustration. When you talk to these people, and I went to a DeKalb County Housing Authority building today, there's a lot of frustration because they don't know what's going to happen after December 1st, because the program that houses people in apartments for 18 months only works if you were already on some sort of federal housing assistance prior to Katrina and Rita hitting the Gulf Coast. And a couple that I talked to, they were doing fine. They had great jobs. They weren't on any sort of assistance in Louisiana because they were living well. They were supporting themselves. And so this program doesn't work for them. And I asked the husband, I said, well, what do you do when December 1st rolls around? He said, I just pray. That's it.
What about the housing authority in Georgia? Did they know the deadline was coming up so soon? What are they doing to deal with this problem now?
When you talk to authorities, they say that they did know that the deadline was coming. They knew that the money wasn't going to be there forever, and so this just kind of puts kind of the pedal to the metal. And what they've been doing in cooperation with HUD is they've set up a center in DeKalb County. It's going to be one of the 12 centers across the nation to help hurricane evacuees. And they're using the media by holding press conferences. They're knocking on hotel and motel doors, so they say. And they're trying to get the word out as best they can that by December 1st, FEMA is not going to pay for these motel and hotel rooms. And what they're doing is they're asking people to come down to the center and fill out some paperwork to make sure that they're qualified. And they say within a week, you'll be able to be in an apartment that will be paid for 18 months.
All right. Let's see if we can take a quick call here before the end of the show. We're going to try and get Zach in Wisconsin. Hi, Zach.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. Quickly, we don't have much time. Just go ahead.
I'm sorry. You might have already answered the question because I just caught the very end of what he said, but my question is, once the $2,300 is up, let's say these people are in a hotel room and they can't find a place to stay, the $2,300 runs out, then what is their option? Is the homeless shelter the only option for them?
Because the homeless shelter is the really only option for them. A lot of people say that, you know, it doesn't give them enough time to look for work and to really be stable on their own. A lot of people feel a lot of frustration that they don't really have any sort of options once the money runs out.
Yeah, that's sort of my fear, is that we're going to have just, you know, because they say 50,000 people?
There's a lot of people, Zach. Let's.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling in. How many people is it in Georgia, Charles?
Well, it's hard to figure. The State Emergency Management Agency knows that there are about 5,200 rooms in Georgia that are occupied by Hurricane Katrina evacuees, and FEMA's paying for those rooms. They estimate that a little more than two people are staying in each room, so that works out to be just under 12,000 evacuees in Georgia.
Presumably some people have family in the area or nearby states that they could also possibly go to.
That's right. And in fact, one couple that I spoke to said that they have family there, but there's 11 of them in Atlanta, and they can't just put 11 people in their family members' homes. That's just too many to handle.
So it's going to start all over again for some of these people. Charles, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Charles Edwards is a reporter from Georgia Public Broadcasting. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.